chinimandi.com podcast.
Daily sugar market update by Vizzy. Today, Monday, 6 December 2019's update. The domestic market witnessed a good demand nationwide with nearing festive demand of Makar Sankrant and piling of sugar stocks, which has begun owing to sharp fall of sugar production in the new sugar season. In Maharashtra, S30 sugar trades are taking place at 3150 rupees to 3170 rupees a quintal. In South Karnataka, S30 trades are taking place at 3250 rupees to 3375 rupees, whereas M30 trades are taking place at 3370 rupees to 3375 rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, the market trades for M30 are taking place at 3295 rupees to 3450 rupees. In Gujarat, S30 sugar is trading at 3200 rupees to 3210 rupees and M30 3260 rupees to 3280 rupees. In Kolkata, the trades for S30 are taking place at 3550 rupees to 3570 rupees, whereas M30 trades are taking place at 3620 rupees to 3650 rupees. In Tamil Nadu, S30 sugar is trading at 3320 rupees to 3350 rupees, whereas M30 is trading at 3370 rupees to 3375 rupees. All the domestic rates except Kolkata are excluding GST. In the international market, good demand was witnessed. According to reports, raw sugar is traded at 21,000 to 21,100 rupees from Kolhapur region due to freight advantages for Jaigarh port. White sugar of season 2018-19 IKUMSA 150 ready delivery is traded at 21,500 to 21,600 rupees on ex-factory basis. Demand for white sugar of season 19-20 IKUMSA below 100 is 21,800 to 22,000 rupees ex-factory basis. From Maharashtra and from Karnataka, demand is 21,600 to 21,750 rupees ex-factory basis. The FOB indication for raw sugar is at $333 to $335. For white sugar IKUMSA 150 season 2018-19, the FOB indication stands at $338 to $340. For white sugar IKUMSA 100 season 19-20, the FOB indication is $344 to $346. London white sugar front month contract is trading at $359.90. Whereas US sugar front month contract is trading at 13.43 cents at the time of writing this update. According to reports, sugar prices on Friday rallied as crude prices soared on Middle East tensions. New York sugar prices on Thursday fell to a 4-week low and London sugar fell a 2-week low on signs that Indian sugar crushing is picking up its pace. Another negative for sugar was weakness in the Brazilian real, which fell -0.68% on Friday to a 1-week low against the dollar. A weaker real encourages export selling from Brazil's sugar producers. An extreme long position by funds is a potential bearish factor for London sugar prices after Friday's weekly commitment of traders. Data showed that funds boosted their net long London sugar positions by +2,601 contracts in the week ended December 31st to a 13-month high of the large long position could provide the fuel for long liquidation pressure. Big picture sugar market factors. World sugar production in 2019, April-March, will fall -2.3% year-on-year to 172 million metric tons after the 0.6% year-on-year rise to a record of 185.2 million metric tons in 2019-18. The world sugar balance in 2019-20 will tighten to a -6.1 million metric ton deficit from the 1.7 million metric ton surplus seen in 2018-19. Sugar production by Brazil, the world's largest sugar producer, in 2019-20 will climb +17.4% to 34.1 million metric tons after production in 2018-19 fell -17.2% to an 11-year low of 31.4 million metric tons. Sugar production by India, the world's second largest sugar producer, in 2019-20 will fall -15% to a 3-year low of 28 million metric tons due to drought and a delayed monsoon season. Having a look at currency, commodity and Indian indices, the rupee traded against the US dollar at 71.93. Meanwhile, US dollar traded with Brazilian real at 4.0602. Crude futures traded at 4,593 rupees and crude WTI traded at $63.77. Indian indices ended in the red owing to the heated situations in the Middle East with potential supply disruptions and the consequent rise in the import bill due to surging crude oil prices. Sensex ended 787.98 points lower at 4676.63 and the Nifty 50 settled 233.60 points lower at 11993.05.